Morning, everyone. Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 18. Leviticus 18. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, 'I am the Lord your God. You shall not do what is done in the land of Egypt where you live, nor are you to do what is done in the land of Canaan where I am bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes. You are to perform my judgments and keep my statutes to live in accord with them. I am the Lord your God. So you shall keep my statutes and my judgments by which a man may live if he does them. I am the Lord. None of you shall approach any blood relative of his to uncover nakedness. I am the Lord. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father, that is the nakedness of your mother. She is your mother. You are not to uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's wife. It is your father's nakedness. The nakedness of your sister either, your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, whether born at home or born outside, their nakedness you shall not uncover. The nakedness of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter, their nakedness you shall not uncover, for their nakedness is yours. The nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, born to your father, she is your sister, you shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's sister, she is your father's blood relative. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, for she is your mother's blood relative. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother, you shall not approach his wife, she is your aunt. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law, she is your son's wife, you shall not uncover her nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife, it is your brother's nakedness. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and of her daughter, nor shall you take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness. They are blood relatives. It is lewdness. And you shall not marry a woman in addition to her sister's rival while she is alive to uncover her nakedness. Also, you shall not approach a woman to uncover her nakedness during her menstrual impurity, and you shall not have intercourse with your neighbor's wife to be defiled with her. Neither shall you give any of your offspring to offer them to Molech. Nor shall you profane the name of your God, for I am the Lord. You shall not lie with the male as one lies with the female. It is an abomination. Also, you shall not have intercourse with any animal to be defiled with it, nor any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is a perversion. Do not defile yourselves by any of these things, for by all these the nations which I am casting you out before you have become defiled. For the land has become defiled, therefore I have visited its punishment upon it. So the land has spewed out its inhabitants. But as for you, you are to keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not do any of these abominations, neither the native nor the alien who sojourns among you. For the men of the land who have been before you, you have done all these abominations, and the land has become defiled. So that the land may not spew you out, which you should defile, it has spewed out the nation which has been before you. For whoever does any of these abominations, those persons who do so shall be cut off from among their people. Thus you are to keep my charge, that you do not practice any of the abominable customs which have been practiced before you, so as not to defile yourselves with them. I am the Lord your God." Amen. So now this part is dealing with immoral relations. And it's a huge laundry list of different things. You got to understand, going back to when we first started teaching on Leviticus, the laws, the commands, the primary purpose was to preserve a people unto himself. A lot of these things, I mean, you know, for us, we're reading this, and it just sounds really crazy, but they were so prevalent in Egyptian culture, but especially so in the Canaanite culture. In fact, Canaan, one of the reasons of their demise was simply the fact that they were so sexually abhorrent. I mean, these guys did everything with everyone. And as a result, a lot of, not just social issues, but also physiological issues begin to come up. And so he's speaking to these people, to his people, in light of, and it's not just rampant sin. I mean, we look at that, yes, it's rampant sin, but it's even more than that, that there have become so many, social maladies, so many physiological, we can even talk about the issue of mental retardation, you know, when it comes to inbreeding. And so the people, eventually, the Canaanites become cut off. It's because they've totally been given over to these things. And so let's look at some of these things. Obviously, with your family members. The whole idea of cover your nakedness is the same thing to lie with. And God is saying, no, you shall not do any of these things. Even, you know, the issue of stepbrothers and stepsisters, God says, no, that is not, you know, a part of this equation because you're family. And it's not talking about a biological, you know, because you can say, well, no, that's not my biological, you know, sister or brother. But it's this overriding view, the biblical view of family that supersedes anything else that's natural. And so, you know, you shall not do this, you know, not with your kids, not with your kids' wives. And there's about 11, and then I think another 6 that he's very clear on this issue. And, you know, you have to understand that this, again, was the prevailing attitude in the world that they left and in the world that they're going to conquer and step into. And so he's giving these guys a really clear understanding that, you know, you cannot involve yourself in these things. And, you know, it starts from the beginning. You shall not do, verse 3, you shall not do what is done in the land of Egypt where you live, nor are you to do what is done in the land of Canaan where I'm bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes. You are to perform my judgments and keep my statutes, to live in accordance with them. I am the Lord your God. So you shall keep my statutes and my judgments, for which a man may live if he does them. I am the Lord. And so what he's talking about blessing. Blessing that comes to you out of obedience. And some of these things are not, you know, they're just, you don't have to be